Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
He deleted his post.
Who deleted what?
Rob did. So only the people who saw it that instant will see it. It's done wrong.
One made a mistake.
I'm waiting. We have one call. I will not start the show until the.
Oh well, it's just two. I'm saying
I'll settle for
two. Low bar is fine. Low bar is absolutely fine.
Wide open Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. Not happy about the overall response to this show in the last 2 weeks. So
you know, want more?
I've been dealing with a hurricane. Maybe that's what's caused the upset. But just waiting. One call. Push notifications. One call. One f***ing call.
That language will not help.
Wide open Wednesday.
Going to drive people away.
I'm here.
Hi, Zoo.
Hi, Mike.
That's hilarious.
Eric Zoolander is here. One call, I'm wide open Wednesday.
You want to try to call in, Eric?
Yeah, I should.
No, we're going to wait. We're going to wait till I get two.
Okay.
That's all. Just one.
There is nothing wrong with waiting.
No.
Nothing wrong with waiting. Well, trust me. We do it for you every day. So that's the right man to make that comment.
TikTok.
There was a wonderful moment before you got here, Oscar, when Mike said, you know, Zoo, Oscar's late every day. What's your take on that? Because, you know, you socialize with him. And so
technically not every day.
What did he say?
He said, I try to be on time for everybody.
And he was on time for us today.
He was. Yeah, very punctual.
Oh, bummer. I was hoping we could make this awkward waiting a little bit more.
But, I enjoyed this. I remember growing up hearing shows where people wouldn't start for 10 minutes and I'd sit there in my car.
Now we have three, and I just was
three.
Hoping we would have a. But let's say now we have four. So it just it was. So what does that tell me, Rob Spiewak?
It tells you that
you're a moron. It tells me we start promoting it earlier than 5 minutes before we're going on the air. That's what we do.
Exactly.
We do that, and it tells me that we share our show posts on our personal Facebook pages instead of pictures of Columbo. Let's go to the phones right now, and let's get Matt from Illinois. Matt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate that. I hope you appreciate I was the first one, and I dove right in the second this.
I will tell you that although we have multiple calls now, I will tell you I appreciate that today more than any other day because people were tardy today on Wide Open Wednesday, and I was not having it because last week I thought that the Wide Open Wednesday calls were just a tad unsatisfactory. So now,
unrewarding.
Matt, it is all you from Illinois. Take it away.
I would love to get your advice. The last time that I played any video games at all was 12 years ago when my wife was pregnant with our first child, and now my 12-year-old son is telling me, and his 11-year-old brother are telling me that they want to play Black Ops and a bunch of other games that their friends have. And I would like your advice as to what an 11 and 12-year-old boy ought to be playing, what we should use and what we should stay away from.
Are you asking me? Because if you're asking me, I'm probably the wrong guy to ask because the last game that I was in my Xbox One was Far Cry Primal, which was the worst video game I've ever played in my life because it went from being this elaborate shooter where you could fly planes and you could shoot specialty guns and machine guns, and I was like a little boy having a fantastic time, to a caveman game where you basically hit people over the head with clubs. Not fun, pulled it out, haven't revisited it. And by the way, if you remember Far Cry, was it three or four? I forgot the first one that I played, but Pony, it was the one you and I both liked.
Oh, those four.
Because the payoff was this beautiful buxom woman.
Oh, it's that game.
Sending you off on missions, and I thought it was very special. So guys, I don't know what to tell him because I don't have a game to recommend.
That would not be popular at the home. So you wouldn't
want to do that. Yes, go, Oscar. Tell this man.
Like I play more video games than anyone in this room on multiple different consoles. And I'll tell you this: do not hold your kids back. If they're 11 and 12, they should have dove into 24 Call of Duties by now. They are going to school. They're probably being ostracized because their parents won't let them do things that everyone else is doing. Just because you run around with a first-person shooter doesn't mean you can become a first-person shooter.
And I would like to say this as the father of a 14-year-old.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
What's your son's name, sir?
Jack.
Why don't you tell Zach, read a book?
Okay, thank you.
What?
That's all you're going to get from us today, Matt. Sorry about that.
I thought I could.
Moving
and
right.
The book is called The Holy Bible.
Let's go to Jim in Manassas, Virginia. Jim, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello. Wide Open Wednesday. Oh, by the way, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Wide Open Wednesday with special guest Eric Zoolander.
Zoo.
Yes, go ahead, Jim. Take it away.
Hi, guys. This is Jim Villani. How are you?
Oh, hey, Maestro.
Jim. How are
Maestro,
you,
Maestro, orchestra leader extraordinaire. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing well. I'm calling because you told me to. I was listening, and you said you weren't going to start the show until somebody called. So I'm
well, then, Jim, hi. Well, you were late. You were late, Jim, frankly, because, you know, people called right after that. But that's okay. You know, it's always nice to hear a friendly voice. And, it was it was our fault because we normally send out the push notifications and the Facebook Live right before we're going to do it. And we're going to actually do it earlier now so that we have a little backlog. I think that was the
leeway.
I've identified the problem. I was really a little freaked out when the show started, but now the calls are coming in droves. So, but Jim, thank you for thinking of my psyche this morning.
Great. Have a great day, guys. See ya.
Okay, bye, Jim. Thanks.
His work here is done, Mike. Okay.
Jim been drinking?
I don't know.
An empty bottle of scotch over at the concert hall?
He sounded for... Hari from Leesburg. Is this Hari that got me the hotel room for my wife?
Yes, Mike. How are you guys doing?
I'm sorry they trashed that hotel room, Hari. I,
you art Garfunkeled it.
Red wine
you get
everywhere,
Carla,
Hari.
You get Carla and her mom together, and it's just like, it's like the early days of Black Sabbath. I mean, it's just nasty, nasty, nasty. I hope you can go back to that hotel, Hari.
They're used to it, so the minute they see my name on the reservation, so they know, that's what they need.
Oh, you're a good man. What can we do for you today, Hari?
Nothing, since you said, you were waiting for calls.
You threatened them.
Oh, so you're just being nice.
See, this is like, Mike, this is really like when we have a heat wave and the newscasters say, check on the elderly. They're just checking on you.
It's effective. It's effective. No one's dying here.
Everybody's fine. Everybody's
got AC.
Fine.
Yeah.
Got to move on to other calls. Hari, thank you very much for the call. Daria in Virginia Beach, Virginia. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi. How are you guys today?
Ooh, good. Daria.
We're wonderful, Daria. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say you guys are awesome, and you're definitely keeping me entertained while I have my last week of working from home before I start my new job.
Where are you going to be? You don't have to give us specifics, but what type of work will you be doing now that you leave the domicile? Where are you going to work, Daria?
I'm going to work for an import-export company.
Ooh.
Oh, like our Vandalay.
Vandalay Industries, yeah.
So you'll be working for the Cali Cartel. I'm sorry. I'm all narco'd up. I got into my narcos
last night. A lot of importing.
Oh,
that's great, Mike.
Jeez. I have never... Well, I put it in the regular show. Narcos on Netflix, let me tell you something. I have never been more pleased with subtitles and following along. The fact that they speak exclusively Spanish, not exclusively, but almost all Spanish in this episode is fantastic.
In the series.
It's really, really... Really above average.
Parents
it's good.
Love
I recommend it highly.
Mm-hmm.
Good. What are you going to do? You mind if I ask what you're going to be importing, exporting, Daria?
They work with cotton and rubber and something else that I don't remember.
Cotton and rubber. So what would that be? What would they make? Mm. What do you make out of cotton
Magnums
and rubber? I'm trying to stop it. Okay. Daria, yes. Good luck with your new gig, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the most comfortable sex suit I've ever worn.
It's a rubber cotton
suit. A poly blend.
As soon as you heard rubber, you had that right away. Let's go to Wes from Pennsylvania. Hi, Wes. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody?
We're beautiful. Now the calls came in, I'm actually getting tired of them.
But, threats work.
Wes, what can we do for you on Wide Open Wednesday?
Well, I'm up here in federal court. We were going to start a trial this morning. I thought we started at 9, but turns out we're not starting at 9:30.
That happens to me every day.
Yeah.
Is Oscar involved?
I came back down to my office to do some work, and I saw the notice on the phone, and I started listening live, and I heard Mike complaining about there's only one friggin' call. So what I did, I said, well, I have to do my duty to TMOS, and then my first four phone calls, I got a busy signal.
Hey!
Sorry for the busy signal. Great call. That was fantastic. Hey, you know what I'm going to do when the judge called me last night, by the way, from Illinois, my judge buddy down here. I'm going to ask him about Oscar, what he did with attorneys that were. I don't know if attorneys are chronically late. I'm not sure whether that's allowed in a courtroom. I'm really
no one's
you see it on
Mike.
Movies. You see it. But I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him. Maybe we could modify some sort of thought that he would have. That'd be a great way to get him in on the show, just to talk to you about that. That would be interesting. I don't know.
I think
let's go to Jeb from Lexington Park. Jeb, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, gang. How's it going?
How are you, Jeb?
Killing it.
I like Jeb. I think you should put an exclamation point after your name like the candidate did. Jeb!
No, Jeb! No, thanks. Actually, I'm calling about the app.
Here we go.
I was hesitant to call in. I made a post on Facebook about it because I didn't want it to sound like I was complaining because I love the app.
Well, but that's okay. Go ahead. We like your feedback. That's fine.
I listen to the live stream a lot, and it is very, very repetitive. I have heard about Carla wrecking your car into a gas pump like a dozen times in the last week.
I'm not surprised.
Which is a great story.
We don't update it.
We do. I know that. I have a log that I look at.
Hold on. Slow down before we get into the full denial. So you go back. Let me ask you this question. Do you visit the live stream on the app? Do you do that at the same time of day, or do you do it different times of day?
All different times of day, and I do it on two different devices.
Okay, so you know,
what's
Oscar,
the protocol?
You could probably
I know the protocol.
Handle the Inquisition
I know the
on
protocol.
This better than I could.
Jeb, no apostrophe. Yeah. The way that the stream is supposed to work, and a little peek behind the curtain is that as we craft this new content,
right?
And if it's deemed every day, because we take a tally and we do a audit of the content, we say what goes in the stream, what doesn't. Right? The Audio Vault never makes it, but I'll say this.
That was very cruel.
I love the way the silence hung
naked
in the air.
Yeah, he was just naked. We were all shocked at his naked cruelty.
I wasn't shocked, but I was
By the
pleased.
Way, I'm being educated now, too, because I can understand. I said this when when we first went live with the app. I said we are repeating content, and I might be ready to make an executive decision.
The protocol is this, is as new content comes in, that is slid into the stream, and the old content is dropped out. The oldest content drops
it
out. It's supposed to be done on a weekly basis.
That's the problem.
Okay.
It's probably not being done on a weekly basis.
Oh, I thought daily.
If you're telling me it's done on a weekly basis,
it's supposed to be done on a weekly basis.
That one piece of content, one show, say it is, would be eliminated per week.
Yes.
Does that happen? Do we have shows that run multiple weeks, Pony?
Well, what we have is close to 360 separate segments that run at a random in a random order.
Yeah, but
basically.
Are we dropping out segments? That was the whole point. No?
No, we've been building
up. We have to drop out segments. That was the whole point.
We've been building up so that we had
We've built up so much we're pent up. Like, we have so much.
We can get rid of stuff, but that'll increase the repetition.
I think by now the stream has been going on forever.
Okay, I think we have. I think I might have identified the problem.
Yes,
right.
I think it should be shows as opposed to segments. I think that look, this was the argument that I used to have with Kenny King at The Edge.
Okay,
I said play a massive Rob Spiewak style box of records, like his record collection in his house. Kenny King said play the same 300 records that the people that are coming that have never been there before will hear. I think you throw out. I think the deep cuts are fine. I think that this is processed. So you put up segments on the stream as opposed to shows on the stream.
Correct.
I'm not uncomfortable with putting up shows on the stream.
I second
what say you, Rob Smith?
I
want to thank Jeb because he's actually causing this meeting to happen. This is something we discuss off air. I don't mind
proactive.
Putting it on the air. What do you think, Rob?
I think it's a good idea from a programming...
Shows are easier continuity-wise.
I think shows are a good idea from a programming standpoint because shows tend to be linear and have running jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so when they stand as an 89 or 79 minute hunk of show, you're going to have a linear presentation. I think it's a great idea.
Oscar, what do you say?
I don't like the show idea simply because they can become dated and stale. And it just changed. I mean, that.
But if they are updated and one is thrown out after another one is put up.
The stream is meant to highlight the best parts of the show to get you into the regular programming.
Would you not say that, like, Monday's show of this
I could
week,
be wrong, though, you know?
With Bill O'Reilly.
No, I understand that. I understand both sides.
Can I offer a rebuttal to Oscar?
Yes,
that?
Jeb.
Pipe
Jeb,
up,
go right
Jeb.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
All right, well, the problem with only having segments is you will allude to things that are going to be coming up. Yeah, when we come back from
this
break,
it's called front selling. Look it up in the book.
No,
but then we come back from break and we never hear that story because now it's a new segment.
Oh, we're just teasing you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what I promised to you. We're going to have a meeting about
shows.
This. We're going to address it.
We are going to address
this, and I think we're going to fix it. And Pony, you know better than anybody what would be easiest for you to get fresh content and not have repetition. And you've been told to put the segments up. Whatever way we get there, we're going to try to fix it for you, Jeb, because I think it's legitimate. Now, look, the I understand Oscar's philosophy of this where, listen, if you're all in to the show like you are, you go to the archives and you listen to that show of the day.
Right.
The stream is really for people that want to listen for the first time, but I also think that...
You don't want to cannibalize.
I really think the stream, it's much like it's much like a radio station. My philosophy is the same. I believe that we should just put up content, good content, and we like every show we do. And I think we should put those up so people, you know, I don't care that it's the newbie. That's not what's going to happen. I think people ought to get an easy show. They press on the stream. They listen to it. They like something that's going on, and they're hooked to the rest of the show. That's what I think, but we'll discuss it, and we will make a decision. And thank you very much for the call, Jeb. I appreciate that. Let's go to Mo from Woodbridge. Mo, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Just want to say you guys are hilarious.
No, thank you, Mo.
Yeah, well, I mean, Pony thinks so.
Oh, settle down, Matt.
Hey, Mo, you got a stock tip of the week for us?
Oh, that's this guy.
Yes, I would say DR.
DR? Dominican Republic? I don't think that's a good investment.
No, getting cheap now.
NVR.
NVR. Is that an energy company?
No, that's a construction companies.
It's a real company. He's giving us real tips.
Yeah.
Ryan Holmes.
No, that the Bluetooth, I can't handle
it.
Yeah,
you got to call a regular phone next time.
Bill from Fredericksburg. Bill, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. I just wanted to see if I was caller number 10. No.
No, you're actually, I don't know how many calls we've gotten, but we may be over 10.
Yeah, streamer shows, Bill.
I heard Mike complaining about the fact that...
Oh, I'm so, now I'm embarrassed.
I had to call it. You know,
but it also tells me more people are calling based on listening to the show than
and
they are from us.
Mike, there
some
are a ton of people listening live. They're just, you know this. People, they don't want to call in.
No.
I understand.
We got to threaten them.
I'm glad they did, and I did threaten. Is there anything else we can do for you outside of that, Bill?
No, I just wanted to, you know, help you guys out and fill your call queue, man.
Well, you did, and I appreciate that, and you're a loyal fan of the show, and thank you for your support.
Thanks, man.
Steve from, where's this call coming from?
Belfont, Pennsylvania.
A town that I don't believe I have ever taken a call from.
I've never heard of it. What's
Harry
it near?
Belfont. Harry Belfont. Hey, look, the guy that you, the wrong guy on the show had the joke. He made a Harry Belafonte joke.
That's pretty good for him.
Day-o. Day-o. I'm sorry. What can we do for
you? I've called before. I'm the one who sent you the bad booze.
Oh, I remember this guy.
Oh, yeah. The artisanal booze.
Yeah.
Yes. I have a question. Since nobody likes the drinks that Rob makes, can you start sending them out like fruitcakes during the hot fall here at Autograph?
Here, let me decode. Everyone likes the drinks that I make. I'm a wonderful mixologist. They didn't like that I bought a case of Snapple.
Yes.
And that
juicy water stuff.
And you know what would be great is if I autographed a bottle of Snapple and I sent it to you, do you think you would take the time to shove it up your ass?
Hey, come on.
Oh, Rob, why get
that's
so
a listener.
So
that's not kind.
He's calling to bust my balls, and I think that's what he wanted.
Wide bottles.
Actually, Rob, I'm calling to support you.
Really?
That's the problem.
Somehow I missed it.
Well, I think since no one likes this stuff, why don't you send it to the listeners who like you, Rob?
Well, what I did is I returned it and I replaced it with something that Oscar likes, because when Oscar's happy, everybody's happy.
Oscar's happy.
By the way, Eric Zoolander is in studio today, and Zoo has seen the new refrigerator with the new beverages in it. What is your opinion
of the
new fridge, Zoo?
Where's all the alcohol?
That's a good question.
Let's take one more before the break, and probably that'll be it for Wide Open Wednesday. Jim from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Fellas, what's happening?
What's going on, buddy?
Who's this?
Nothing. I beg your pardon?
Mike.
Hello.
Hello, it's me. I just wanted to call and say, hey, I had some free time, so I wanted to call in to one of my favorite podcasts.
This is Jim from, is this Jim Amato?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
The voice of all those wonderful promos.
Woo! The quiet you heard was like, is this Jim Amato?
That's right.
Well, I recognize the voice because he's got the most unique voice in the world. We love it on the promos, and he's very, very
international
creative talent. Wonderful editor. He does a great job. Jim, really, I can't thank you enough for all the stuff you've done for the
show.
It's really,
take names.
It's really, really been helpful.
It's great when you host AmeriCast.
Well, thank you. And, you know, please put some AmeriCasts on live stream, especially the ones I host.
That would be hilarious if we don't put Marcus's on and we just put Jim.
Just put Jim Amato's on. That would be the seat of cruelty.
Brilliant.
That's that way. Look at Rob trying to be quiet, but Rob loves the idea.
Have you ever slit your wrists?
Jim, keep up the great work. One more, then we will take a break. Hello. Lena from D.C. Hello, Lena.
Well, Lena.
Okay, that worked out well. Lena may be calling again when something's not going on.
Yes.
And, you know what? So I was asking Zoo, so you need more alcohol, and was it good to see? This is, by the way, I'm fishing for an exchange here. I really am to start the show, and I think Rob probably already knows what it is. Zoo, was it good to see Rob Spiewak, you know, when you got into the studio today?
Yeah, he's looked like he's dropped a few pounds.
Yeah. I've been drinking a lot of diet soda.
Yeah. F*** you, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Pull over! We want to give you our blessings.
JJ, there are two priests in that car over there.
Two priests driving a Ferrari.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw two priests driving a Ferrari? What, are they taking the bingo money home?
Oh, no, they're doing the work of the Lord. In a Ferrari, they could just do it faster, that's all.
Pull over!
They do want us to pull over. They want to bless us. Can we?
Let me get this straight. You want us to pull over and be blessed by a black priest in a red Ferrari?
Couldn't hurt.
By faith.
Nice car, Father.
Thank you, asshole.
Hello, Father. Nice looking car.
Oh, that's what everybody said. He even said it. I want to thank you for stopping, son, because we always stop the ambulance, you know, so we can bless who's ever in there. And you paramedics are doing such a wonderful job.
Yeah, well, we're in kind of a hurry, so if you could just bless it and then we'll be...
Oh, I gotta bless her.
Oh, I'm sorry, Father. She's a Zen Buddhist, and you're not a Zen Buddhist, so you can't bless her.
Oh, we specialize in blessing Zen Buddhists.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Yeah, quite well.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Why don't you take that piece of shit back to the junkyard?
Sammy?
JJ, we got a
flat.
Yeah, and those priests
weren't fathers. They were
mothers.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Hey, J.
JJ, don't hit me. Live from a Pfeiffer studio.
And a large Dr. Pepper for me.
Our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know. We're on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. It's Wide Open Wednesday. We may take a call. Not sure. Let's see. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Refinancing is hard. It's difficult. Nobody likes to deal with it. Nobody likes to deal with banks. Nobody likes to deal with all the hassle. I'm going to give you a company that's going to make the entire process not only beneficial for you, but also easy for you. It's Cornerstone First Financial. They are our building mates here Washington, D.C. Cornerstone's office right in our building. They're good guys. Right now, interest rates are super, super low. Now is the time to lock in on a low rate. Let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every month. You could be sitting on enough money right now to take care of any of that high interest credit card debt or for home improvements or anything you want. Cornerstone First Financial is going to guide you to your best financial plan. They'll get you there fast. Officially endorsed by Mr. Oscar Santana, who actually used Cornerstone for his mortgage.
Just yesterday, I was watching the news, and they were talking about the rates, and I said, man, like, I bought my house 2 years ago now, it feels like. If someone bought today or refinanced today, they would get a better rate.
Yep.
Yes, that's the way it works. And this is you got to strike while the iron's hot. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible. Lena's calling back from D.C. I think it's Lena Gilmore, who's a longtime fan of the show. Lena, what were you having? Some sort of office fight when you called us the first time? What happened?
You just said that, yeah.
How's it going, Lena? What can we do for you?
I'm just letting you know, first, Mike, quit your bitching.
Oh, quit your bitching. My bitching. Mind your business. Bitching. Quit
hey,
your
you know,
bitching.
Lena, if I ain't bitching, I ain't breathing. That's what people say that know me. That's the way
can I ask Lena something?
Go ahead, Oscar.
Stream. Do you prefer segments or shows? Just a thought.
Like segments, but I prefer shows.
Yeah, I guarantee
Mike,
you
we are serving the base. We're doing it wrong.
Yeah, we serve the base. We serve the base and put full shows up.
Damn.
I'm completely down with putting full shows up.
I'm in. Lena, okay, I trust you.
You. The thing about it is what you want to do with that stream, with the live show, that is basically like turning on a radio station when you open up the app. You're getting an entire show, and if people happen to be curious about something, they'll listen to the next segment and the next segment after that. Pony, easy to put up shows? Easier to put up shows?
It's easier to put up shows. In fact, that was the idea originally was to do just the shows.
I think that's
a great
idea.
And then we overthought it. We got into saber metrics. Things got crazy.
When you think about putting up shows, Pony.
That's a Red Sox term. I love that. Saber metrics.
I think you'll enjoy this question. When you
we made all these trades. We brought in pitchers that couldn't get the job done. Really frustrating.
That's exactly what we did. Yep. We overthought it.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. I'm trying. The guy. There was a guy. The Red Sox hired guy who was a numbers guy. And it was saber metrics. I forgot what his name
was. It's not the Moneyball guy, is it?
Is essentially Moneyball.
They brought in a guy like that who was a number cruncher, and unfortunately with baseball, the intangibles do matter.
Yeah, they do.
And
if you got an ugly girlfriend, you're not a ball player.
By the way, congratulations to the Red Sox on clinching the playoffs, and let's hope we congratulate the Red Sox on clinching the division, and then going on to the World Series, which I'm very... Although Cleveland is about
to... Oh, my God. Calling your shot right now?
What level will they disappoint you?
I'm not sure. This team, I have not been able to figure them out. They are so reconstructed, and they're so difficult to really understand. But they've got a pitcher there, Chris Sale, who I love on the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. And, you know, October just around the corner, so I'm
how about them O's, Mike?
And the O's, anyway.
Not doing too well.
The O's are not
pounded.
Doing too well.
Nats! Natitude!
You know what? I love me the baseball. I truly do.
It's been a good season for the league, I think, hasn't it? I mean, there's been a lot of exciting things happening.
Yeah, the league played baseball.
I'm talking about the sport, Oscar. Jesus, what is wrong with you today?
I'm happy. I'm drinking
coffee.
Yeah,
I can tell. Do you have like
breakthroughs in business blow my mind, and customer feedback are great.
I love when he changes the subject like that.
That
excites me when we get an answer to a problem. By the
way, and I don't mind implementing that right away. Yeah. How soon can we implement putting shows up?
I just set a reminder for myself today, and I'm going to do it as soon as I get home.
So 24, 48 hours it can be done. By the way, it takes a while to get all these things put up on there the right way. The stream, I like
that. We've been archiving since day one. I actually have to tip my cap to Pony and Rob. Since we have so many shows, we choose from those programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's important to point out people that are regular fans of the show. If you go to the archive, which is one door down from the live stream, you're not going to get today's show after today's show is off the air. You're going to have to go to the archives to get that, but it's super easy, and you can hit a button twice and bam, you're streaming it right away and listen to the show that we did today.
This is such a great solution. I bet Pony's going to be laughing all day, Mike.
Okay, hold on.
I mean, it's
by
so
the way,
perfect.
You know what button it's next to?
What?
Don't.
Oh, yay!
Don't you dare.
Sorry about that. Rob sent me a couple of,
new guys, new
elephants. But we debuted a new character yesterday on the show. Was it what? Which
sausage fingers.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a cherry donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Gross.
Then take a small teaspoon of peanut butter and put it on the end of your index finger. And then suck it like a lollipop.
Oh.
How about this? Take the salt off a margarita glass. Put it on a piece of toast. Spray it with Pam cooking oil. And put it in a toaster oven.
Hey,
Jesus Christ.
Hey, sausage.
You're a sausage.
Those fingers of yours are so big.
They are.
That they're overmodulating your music.
It's really not my problem. It's what I got sent.
Oh, sorry, sausage.
Because when I turn it down, you can't hear it, can you?
We can barely hear it. You're absolutely right.
It's faint.
So then when I put it to a normal level, it's...
So it's not the sausage finger.
It's not my fault. Have you ever taken a piece of roasted chicken skin?
Oh.
Put it in the toaster oven? Then covered it with grape jelly.
Oh! Oh!
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Sorry. Newest character. Rob, send me another one if you can. More balanced. That would be appreciated.
But it's like it's the comedy pyramid. Like literally from yesterday to today.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I love it.
And I love
Rob did that all on his own. Sent me the salad fingers music that jogged me to do a sausage fingers. The show, there's so much we do on this show every day. Sometimes I forget. Or I'm getting an early, dementia.
The margarita salt. That's something that hits a little close to home because you've been doing the margarita thing.
Had a margarita dinner last night, as a matter of fact.
Delicious.
All in on this margarita kick.
Well, I've learned one thing. I'm particular about my margarita.
In what way?
The mix or the alcohol?
It's the flavor profile, and I don't know. I got one at this little diner we took the little guy to last night, and it was a cheap margarita, but it tasted like a cheap margarita.
Sure.
Frozen margarita.
Diner margaritas
like a
are tough
margarita,
to take down.
Yeah.
Well, it's not tough to take? What? A $3 margarita.
Yes. How much do they usually cost? I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you go out to a foo-foo restaurant or a regular bar, that's probably a $6.50 drink.
It's like a mixed drink, but
$3 margarita.
That was a frozen one, right? Not like
a frozen margarita.
Okay,
right. Frozen margarita.
It's the same as like a Jack and Coke.
Sure.
Yeah. It was tasty.
No,
it was a tasty little thing.
Bartenders hate it. We're not making any more money, and I have to go to the machine and put the salt and deal with all this nonsense.
This is Mel's Diner down here. This is the place I went to last night.
Hey, pick up dinghy!
And, to be honest with you, Mel's Diner is on the list when we feel like going out, but we don't feel like paying for going out. That's where we go. Yeah. And, they have their little specials, and the little guy was, having a tough day, and Mama had a tough day with him, and I said, let's just go out, and we'll go there. And by the way, Carla likes her sauce on the side. There you go. That's our little trip to the diner. Two margaritas and sauce on the side. Yes, sirree. And the little guy not eating his turkey. Aww. Not eating his turkey. And then, of course, what is that?
Beam to Alice. She worked at Mel's Diner.
Mel's Diner. Mel, there's Flo with her dangling earrings. Isn't that delightful?
Oh, kiss my grits.
Yes.
I used to watch that show when I'd be sick at home.
Yeah, that's why school. You were sick.
Mm-hmm. It would come on at 11 a.m. and then Chips would roll on TBS.
I like Chips. That's good.
Quality.
The, you know what's better is the closing theme because it has Linda Lavin scatting.
La la la. Ew. La 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 la. Thanks for the calls, everybody.
Punch.
No.
We'll see you back next time. Same station, same place. We'll all talk over each other. Time to take a break, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I gotta change the music.
Welcome to the Wednesday show. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills, including my trip to the dentist and Rob's snake experiment.
Yes.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. What you wanna do? Do you feel
for me? Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie, and on this week's show, we have a post-hurricane update that includes great neighbors, hard seltzer, and a MASH marathon. Tune in to Cake and Cookies for a little bit of unquestionable perfection.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
I like that music. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how well I sleep. Now, the folks at Sleep Number have introduced the most amazing bed ever. I almost popped into the store the other day just to lie on it, but I have my own, and I've already purchased it, and it's still fresh and new, and I didn't want to just be like a creep. But the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed is what I'm talking about. It's designed. You know, they don't mind you going in there to lie on their beds and check out
visitors.
Their mattresses. They're designed, the 360 smart bed designed to maximize your best possible sleep. It lets you choose your ideal firmness, and it's got new responsive air technology. This bed, the 360 smart bed, will sense your every move. It will automatically adjust to you so you sleep comfortably throughout the night. Did you know many of us fall asleep faster if our feet are gently warmed? And you're going into that season now, especially in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed can even pre-warm each side of the bed so it's just right for you. And remember, Sleep Number beds cost about the same as traditional mattresses, and they last twice as long. Best of all, 91% of owners recommend them. I don't know why that number is not 114%, because I recommend it to everybody I see. My Sleep Number setting is an 85, Carla's is a 65, and last night my Sleep IQ score was a 95, and I feel great. It's time you met the bed that does it all, only at Sleep Number. Come in now and enjoy introductory savings of $200 to $400 on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Plus, ask about 48-month financing. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find the store near you, and be absolutely sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Rob Spiewak said to me when we all convened this morning that you were a little tardy.
Later than I wanted to be.
Because you had a bit of an incident at the home today that involves reptiles?
I was packing my bag up. My foot was out the door and my cell phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked down and it says...
This is 7 a.m. roughly,
yes,
right?
A little before 7. And it, the phone says, Carrie Spiewak is calling.
Ooh.
And she's just two floors above. And
she's
woke up.
She's calling you from upstairs?
I've had that move. I've had that move on a split level.
Really?
I've had that move on one floor. Yeah, I've had that move when I was out on the couch.
I've never had square footage, so I don't know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have square footage down here, so just imagine. You guys have been in my house. I was on the couch, and she calls me from the bedroom.
I mean, that's yellable.
Are you coming to bed?
I said, I said no, but we can get sausage fingers, or salad from sausage fingers together.
I'm eating.
Leave me alone.
So she calls you from upstairs.
Yeah, and already, you know, when the phone rings and it's a little before 7, it's never going to be someone saying, hey, this is great news. So I look at the phone and it's her, and I'm like, okay, what's up? So I, hello? She says, I need you to come upstairs right now. And I said, is everything all right? She says, I can't talk real loud. There's a snake. Click.
Oh, my God. Third floor?
That would get me upstairs. That would make me fly upstairs.
Yeah. On the third floor of a townhome.
And that was my thought. I said, okay. So I go upstairs and she's standing in the hall. And the first thing I see is Linus is smiling. Linus is so happy that there's something going on in the morning because Carrie is not supposed to be awake yet. It's 7 o'clock. She gets up.
She's got the gig though now, right?
Yeah, but she sleeps in a little bit. You know, she likes to play it close.
What time does she have to be at the school?
I think she has to be at the school at 9.
Oh, okay. So, right. So she can sleep.
So she can sleep. And I look and under Robert's door and it's dimly lit up there. There is the tail of a snake. And I'm like, how did that get up the stairs? Because
they're snakes. They can crawl. They can crawl up on. They go and crawl in trees.
And I said, she said,
you know what it probably is?
What?
It's a black mamba. It's a black mamba snake. The dangerous mess.
Kobe Bryant. How did it get up here? And she says, I don't know. You know how messy the kids' rooms are. I said, it's not like they're storing bags of mulch in there. It's just clothes and stuff.
Maybe they carried it in.
So I find
backpack to bedroom.
So yeah. I go and I craft myself some
farm to table.
I get a box and I'm going to swoop it into the box and I get up there and I go under it and it's stiff and I realize it's a plastic snake.
Oh, it's a toy snake.
And we will get to the bottom of it today.
God, I got 500 of those around here.
Trying to get to the bottom of it today as to whether or not it was Julia trying to flip out Robert, Julia trying to flip out Mom, Robert trying to flip out Mom. But really, in the dim lighting, it fooled both of us, so we're idiotic. But
this is not the world you live in. You don't expect to say, I think any of us would have fallen for that.
And I said to Carrie, as I gave her a kiss on the cheek as I left for the day. And I said, you didn't think to poke it? You just didn't think to poke it before you called me?
Well, she was lying in bed, right?
Well, no, she got up and saw it.
Oh, she got up and saw it.
Can't move.
Yeah.
Like, don't you give our boy some props, though, for
being
a hero?
Yeah, he's like a real man.
Yeah.
A real man. He goes
up. Yeah, with a box.
By the way, did you post, speaking of, I gave you crap about your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Did you post something with like that dinosaur clacker thing?
Yeah, that relates to Cake and Cookies, where Katie, because she's so short, she said she's this week on the show, we talk about Dan Von Herman's planned obsolescence, because the only reason she keeps him around is that he's tall and can reach things.
To reach things.
So
right.
She went to through our Amazon portal. She went and she bought a step stool and a grabber. And
okay, so Rob has this picture of this dinosaur grabber that's got the teeth.
The short use this.
Yeah. And if you're short and old, really.
But Rob is talking with it. Right?
Yeah, we talked about it on the show, is that if you have the grabber, you have to go, yeah.
And it got me to thinking yes. That, it's always, the way these shows work is that you have to constantly evolve. The nice thing about doing a talk show is you can evolve with the news of the day and things going on in our world. And that's what we're doing. But also, I think in our case, because we're such a stupid show.
That's us.
That we have to evolve with stupid stuff.
Right.
And I was thinking, in this day and age, we need to bring more stupid onto this show. And that's why when I saw your dinosaur, I said, we need a puppet character. We need a puppet character. I would be more than happy to do the voice of the puppet. You know, it's a variation
on
sausage fingers.
Would you operate the puppet as well?
Yes.
Good.
Yes,
he would have to because he's the voice. What about claymation?
No, I don't want to do full animation because
that would turn a 79-minute show into producing. It would
79
take,
hours.
It would take 9 weeks.
Yeah, but if you have the $550,000 where we could call Los Angeles and say, Seth, we need some help. Sausage fingers, yes, the claymation.
A puppet made of sausage.
It's like he walks around and he's just he's a finger, right? He's a finger and he sees something that he wants to eat and it's like...
He's got a fedora on.
You know, I could probably make you, it would be perishable, but I could make you a meat puppet.
The puppet you can eat.
No, I want to hold a...
You can eat.
I want to hold a puppet. Well, hold on. You know what? Let's take a break. I'm going to go into my kid's room. And I'm going to find a couple of things that maybe might work. I swear to God, I'm doing this on the fly.
The great taste of puppet. It comes in a can.
It's delicious. I'll try to find something that we could use as an example of a puppet.
Okay.
In his room. I'll get a couple of toys. I swear to God I'm doing this randomly. I've not gathered them. But we're going to take a break and we'll come back in just a second. And I'll bring some toys in.
All right, very good. No matter how hard I try.
inside scoop on all the more broadcasting shows you love. Listen to Omericast.
I know I'm not an easy person to deal with today. Ladies and gentlemen, behind the scenes, let me pull the curtain back. I'm being very difficult to work with.
I don't care who the f*** you have to call. Stop the hammering. Empty out the goddamn control room and find out where this is going on.
There is going to be an HR conversation for a hostile work environment.
We do not have an HR department. I have to give a public apology to Pony, Rob, and
listen to Americast and know it all.
I'm out of control.
It's Courtney Calkins who filled in on Americast this week. So,
Courtney.
Mike is finding a puppet right now. Now, you love puppets.
Boy, I love puppets because when I was a kid, I was a latchkey kid, so I'd be alone.
Right.
And I had, I don't think I've ever talked about this.
Oh, no, a puppet story?
I had a neighbor in the, I guess it was apartments we lived in, Blair House, Silver Spring, still standing.
It's an assisted living system.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I remember going downstairs to his place. He had a bunch of puppets, so we'd actually sit there and play puppets.
No.
Not sock puppets, but regular puppets.
Anal puppets.
No, come on.
Kid needs to clean his room.
Oh, it's bad?
Yeah, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. What's that?
You see any snakes?
What are you doing?
Oh, he's setting up his shot.
Oh, my God, he's got a snake. That is actually a terrifying rubber snake.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Blue Apron. Every time Carla cooks up some delicious food from Blue Apron, everybody is happy. Fun, easy for her, yummy for me. There's always something new. It's the better way to cook, ladies and gentlemen. For less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-proportioned ingredients so you can make delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less. Yes. Recipes don't repeat within a year, so you'll never get bored. And with no weekly commitments, you only get deliveries when you want them. How'd you like some summer vegetable and egg paninis with Calabrian chili mayonnaise and caprese salad? Or garlic butter shrimp and corn with green bean salad and roasted purple tomatoes to die for? Ooh. Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Okay, I've got three potential puppets.
After that, Mike, you need to hear about the guy who had a sign in his yard when Oscar was growing up that would have him in to play puppets.
No. It was not a man. It was another little kid.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Hello, boys. Oh, shakedown.
That is a hideous rubber snake.
How big? Can you give me a perspective of how big that is? I know we're on camera and we're on the radio right now, but I just want to figure that out.
Wow.
That's a big rubber snake.
It is.
Why don't I just go around Mike's neck? Hold on just a second.
Oh, this thing is huge.
That's big.
Yes, so large.
And it's lifelike.
Actual real rattlesnake.
They've come a long way, these rubber snakes.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Ken Stevens.
Anyway,
is that a dollar store guy? That looks like a zoo purchase.
Most of our toys are dollar store. Yes, we don't buy the wealthy toys for the
wealthy toys.
What are the wealthy toys?
Oh, I'm sure. Okay, Legos.
Hold on, I got a new one for you.
Toys R Us.
He's going to come up, right? Whoa, hello!
A lobster.
Well, hello!
A crustacean.
How are you? Good to be with you. I'm Larry the Lobster. All right, here we go. Sorry about that.
He'll do in a pinch.
What? No.
This is the...
Oh, sock monkey!
Pets.com.
Love the sock monkey.
Who wants to go see it with me? Anyway.
Oh, my God. That would be terrifying.
Yeah, it's a scary thing. Anyway, we might get a... I want to get a real one. I might come in here during a vignette and have a real puppet.
Mike,
that's
we can order custom puppets.
Yeah.
Custom puppets. I don't want to overthink it. I want to find a puppet somewhere.
Something just popped into my head that
I'll look online.
A great puppet and a great voice, and the character is already established. What if we got a Rofo puppet?
Oh, come on. He gets beat up on all the time. That poor guy, his lot in life is already his penance.
I don't think I can...
Your life is punishment enough.
Rofo's punishment.
He lives in a group home with a dog that's bigger than a human.
You know what? The thing is, though, I love him, and he knows he's loved on this show, and, you know, he's a great punchline occasionally, so he other is. Than that. I'll find something, and I will surprise you. Don't worry about it. I will do all the lifting. I will find something.
Wait.
And you never know when. But I said, I saw that, and it was this stupid thing where Rob's just going, la-la. And I laughed like a child.
Do you
and
know
I
where said, that you know was what? Filmed?
Every show needs a Charlie. What's that?
Do you know where that alligator video was filmed?
In some store.
South of the border.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was on the way down.
Was that from our trip when we went to South
no,
of the border?
No, that was on the way down when we actually scheduled a stop for the kids to go and look around South of the border. And they did the...
Not to look around South of the border. You scheduled a stop to look at schools, right?
Yeah, that was...
not... You just said the way it sounded. Well, hey, kids, it's almost time for you to graduate, so we're going to go down and take a look at that college at South of the border that they have. It's on the North Carolina, South Carolina border.
My apologies, yes. The destination was SCAD. Savannah College of Art and Design, but a stop was at South of the Border, and it had been maybe my entire life. It was the first time we ever stopped there and really walked around and really soaked
saw
in
the sights.
What the place was, and Carrie kept saying the same thing. She says, this place still sells ashtrays.
Yeah, and you know what? If there was a university at South of the Border, you could actually have Brian Butterfield do the ad for you. So, your university, South of the Border University, the University of South of the Border. You'll learn about the reptiles. You'll learn about retail management. Sanitation.
Oh,
you know, you could have all the different things.
Worst bathroom on 95 at South of the Border. Really
did you,
bad.
Rob? Did you check out the new episode of This Is Us last night?
Yeah, it's a great show, but it didn't really bring the heavy guns for weeping
it.
Last night. It was great.
I stayed up till 2 a.m. I had it on DVR. I was like, someone's going to ruin this for me. I don't need to know. I got to watch it.
I think this is not a spoiler alert, but you should know that Toby has more facial hair now.
Let me ask this question.
Ooh. Too good
so
looking.
This is a
little
this
handsome.
Is a television logistical question
all
for
right.
you.
All right.
All right. So This Is Us, I binged last year.
Right.
And I binged on Hulu because it's an NBC property.
Hulu.
So, right. It's on. So here's my question.
Hulu.
Last night was the premiere of season three.
Two.
Right? Two.
There was
season
only
two.
10
two.
Episodes in the first
two.
Season.
So it was the premiere of season two, and they teased some stuff on it. You got to avoid it on social media today because people are talking
scared.
About it to ruin it. I got like 15 minutes in before I realized that I hadn't recorded it. So I hit record, but I realized I have to grab this somewhere. Here's the
NBC
question
On
to
Demand
you.
Is the easiest way to do it.
So I can get NBC On Demand.
Yeah, that's,
yeah I believe so.
Get it that way.
Who's your
okay.
provider again? I apologize for...
DirecTV.
Okay, DirecTV.
I believe he's the provider and Carla is the...
By the way, the reason I missed This Is Us is because I was binging on another great show that just came out with new episodes, and that's Narcos.
Oh, yeah.
They've been out for a while, but that show, I thought that show, you know, when you have a great season, you think the follow-up's not going to be that good. It's even better. It's just incredible right now and just has all the danger of a great crime show. So Narcos on Netflix
yeah,
is fantastic.
Narcos as far as cartels, and for those of you not in the know, it's the title of the name, right?
They
chronicle for the first two seasons Escobar and how his rise to power and his demise. And then after the Escobar reign, somebody's got to fill that slot. The Cali cartel jumps in and does it like a Fortune 500 company. Mike, how many episodes are you in?
Boy, I've gotten, I think I'm on four or five. I've gotten
okay.
four or
are
five
Are they
episodes.
Hour-long episodes and how many in a season?
You know what? I want to answer that. But
about
I got
an hour.
I got a hurricane
okay.
thing calling right now
okay.
on damage to the property.
Can
so
we
I just
talk,
wanna,
can we talk about?
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah,
I'll
we'll
be
talk.
Right back.
Okay,
this
thank you. You should know this, Rob.
Yes.
That nothing has brought my father and I together outside of business school and Narcos.
Really?
And I'll tell you why. My father, for the first time, gave me the fist bump and a hug after I graduated from business school.
Right.
Felt great. Didn't
only,
do it for him. Did
only
it for
took
me.
37 years to get approval
37
from the
years.
Old man.
Yeah, the old man, right?
The old man, pops.
The old man left the country, hasn't gotten back till now, essentially.
Right.
He says, Oscar, what are we going to do tonight? And I said, well, Dad, this is a show on Netflix.
Hookers and beer, Dad.
It's in Spanish. I think you'd like it. And he goes, is Netflix new?
You're back.
All right,
everything
yes,
okay?
I'm back. Just note to wife, okay, when you're scheduling your people, you know, realize I am doing a show here. So when
it's
you're
like
scheduling
you it-
someone to be here and you're not here, I get the call from the people that protect us.
Mike.
Saying someone's here trying to get in and that
be
I can't
fair,
deal with that
Mike. It's not like you do the show the same day at the same time every day. How can you figure out what you're doing with your willy-nilly schedule?
This is true. And schedules, both schedule. Late and early. I like people being early, but the fact is sometimes really super early is just a little problematic. So that's it. Anyway, moving right along. Narcos is awesome.
And brought you and your dad together.
So my father, and I knew my mom was feeling better when she called me on FaceTime. I think I briefly mentioned this and said...
when your mom FaceTimes you, is it on purpose?
No.
Or because she doesn't know how to use
no,
her phone?
No, she FaceTimes me and holds a phone... to the Comcast login on the television, and my father's asking me which arrow, because you have to do it with the controller to put in the credential.
Okay.
It took an hour and a half between the old folks and the non-technicals to put in my credentials, because my father had to watch Narcos. He had to continue watching the show.
That's pretty great.
It is riveting. It is, here, like I've said before, there's television content now that rivals major motion pictures. And it's happening all the time, and it's just great to find something that you like. And I just wish Mrs. O'Mara was into it. And of course, I'm goading her. She's like playing solitaire on her phone. Mm-hmm. We're both lying in bed. The kid's asleep. I'm binging on this. I said, "You gotta watch this. This is really fascinating." And the moment I say this,
There's a lot of sexuality.
There's a lot of sexuality. She'll perk up when that happens.
Sure.
She's like, "What is that?" And now I'm very honest. About it. She'll say, she'll be in the kitchen and I'll be watching Narcos and you'll hear this. And she'll say, "What's that?" I said, "It's two people fornicating." But she doesn't. She'll chuckle at that. What she doesn't like is the gratuitous violence. And, not to do a spoiler alert for you, but there happens to be a scene in there where one of these drug lords is getting payback on another guy, and it's death by motorcycle in about one of the nastiest ways you'll ever see.
Oh.
Very, very, very
lots
scary
of CCs.
To watch that.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I look forward to you seeing This Is Us because the episode has a lot of Chrissy Metz in it.
Oh, I know you love Chrissy.
I do. She's great.
Rob loves This Is Us.
And Toby's gotten too good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's a fake fat guy, which kind of bugs me.
Yeah.
I think that's
discriminatory. There's plenty of us real ones out here.
Yeah. You could have gotten Rob Spiewak for nothing. Let's go to.
I work for peanuts.
Lots of them. Like buckets of them. You know? And preferably shelled.
Yes, and salted.
David from San Diego. You're on the Wide Open Wednesday. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, two big things I just want to let you know. I design apps and websites, and I want to tell you what you're doing with the notification to push people to call in and get people more involved is probably the most innovative thing that's going on in podcasts.
There you go.
Right now.
What do you think of that, Oscar Santana? Huh? How's that? Hey, Todd Moore.
Yeah, Todd Moore. He's all around.
Yeah.
Way to go. We got to get Todd on the show. I'm dying to get Todd in here or on the phone at least. What's the second big thing, my friend?
Oh, the second big thing is, it's another beautiful day here in San Diego, and I moved here 2 years ago from the D.C. area, and I just wanted to let all you rubes out there know that there's a way out.
That's a great call.
That is a great.
You know what? I have to tell you something, David. I was feeling the same way down here in South Florida until the natural disaster hit, And so we wish you no earthquakes. But San Diego, known as the best climate in the United States.
David, are you a really good-looking guy?
I'll tell you yes.
You see, that's the problem. We could never really fit in San Diego. We could visit, sure, but Rob, we're not good-looking enough.
Rob, just because warm.
There is an adjustment period to sitting at a coffee shop and everybody around you. You know, there's a bunch of 12s walking around.
Yeah 12s. Mm-hmm. 12s.
San Diego.
Yeah.
David, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the best climates
in
the world.
Reach for the 7s. They're 10s at home.
Right. You know, it's funny.
Put that on a tombstone.
Can I be honest with you? For a long time, I was saying, feeling so superior living down here in South Florida, Southwest Florida, and saying, oh, man, you guys deal with the snow and all that type of stuff. And then August came. Hey.
For the psychology of any Floridian or Texan or Puerto, like, it's just, we've never seen anything like this. It's just crazy.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy and has to do with something with those oceans getting warmer.
How do you mean?
We gotta take a break. I don't know. We could spend hours talking about it. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need. Hey, Zoo, are you having a good time today?
I'm having a blast, Mike.
There you go. Good to see you, my friend. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Oscar Santana.
And I'm Todd Martin. Yeah. We're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it promo. Right now.
Let me text him.
And we're much better than Rob Spielman.
What? F you, Rob.
Listen to Tech 411. That's available on MichaelMaraShow.com.
411.
Just search
for Tech 411 Show.
More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
That's the promo.
That was actually a promo with talking all the way through it from our professional broadcast operation.
Mike, I hate. He knows I hate that promo. Rob does. He just plays it to goat me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, I've got the Tech 411 promo. I have a speaking song with Charlie Daniels, and then I have you guys talking over the promo. If anybody listened to the last 2 minutes of this show, they would probably say, "What the hell is going on?" Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication, and this one is about jobs and stress and a situation we can all understand, whether we have jobs or stress or neither. It comes from Randy Hansen in Dallas, Texas, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, I was laid off from my video production job in February, and as time went by, I was having a great deal of trouble finding my new job in my industry. My lowly spirits were always lifted by my daily dose of Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the interns, but not Pony Boy, that rat bastard.
Why?
Months went by, and I grew more discouraged. Finally, 6 months later, I was hired by a great company to produce educational videos for far more money and far less stress than my last job. One of my first tasks was to equip a new video studio with all the gear required to do my job. So I went to Amazon through the TMOS portal and bought thousands of dollars worth of cameras, tripods, mics, lights, cases, Woo! Batteries, video monitors, and so forth. It cost me nothing extra, and I'm happy to say that I can do my part to keep TMOS bringing the funny for years to come. Enjoy the money, except Pony Boy. Don't give him a dime from me. P.S. I was kidding about Matt. P.P.S. No, I wasn't. So, be like Randy. Shop Amazon through our website and buy, and reduce your stress. We'll all live longer. Now go spend money.
News!
Pony, I got no idea why that guy had a problem with you.
I don't know.
You seem to be the man that's immune from any of that on the show.
Yeah. Well, I think he's got some problems.
Ladies and gentlemen, George Clooney really wanted us to know how he feels about the whole NFL protest thing, so he put his feelings into a poem. Ah. It's a very brief poem, and you know, here goes. I pray for my country. I pray that we can find more that unites than divides us. I pray our nation's leaders want to do the same. I pray that young children like Tamir Rice can feel safe in their own neighborhood. I pray for all of our children. I pray for our police and our first responders. I pray for our men and women of the armed services. I pray that dissent will always be protected in this great country. I pray for a more perfect union. When I pray, I kneel. That's from George Clooney. I thought that was interesting.
That's nice.
That's getting a lot of play today on social media. In an ESPN 30 for 30 special that airs in November, Ric Flair estimates that he's been with 10,000 women over the course of his career.
Wow.
That started back in 1972. Isn't Ric Flair the guy?
Well, now.
This is Ric Flair,
woo,
right?
Woo!
That's what he was doing.
He says he regrets admitting that now. He tells People magazine, quote, "I wish I hadn't said that because of my grandkids." Ah, way to think it through, Rick. Flair is down to the little flares, Mike. Yeah, all the little flares. Flair is down to just one woman now, his fiance Wendy Barlow. She actually worked with Rick in wrestling back in the day as Fifi the French Maid. Oh. I'm trying to picture her. Fifi Flair. They reconnected several years ago after his fourth divorce. He says, quote, "I only love one now. I've never done anything since I met Wendy." Rick is 68 and still on the mend from being placed in a medically induced coma last month after his years of drinking nearly killed him. Who are the people making news on news you may not need?
There the Flair Man.
Ric Flair.
He almost flared out.
Yeah, he did. For the sixth year in a row, Sofia Vergara from Modern Family tops the annual Forbes list of the highest paid TV actresses. She made, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
$41.5 million last year.
Wow. You know who is not paid that is Chrissy Metz. And I wish she would be paid what her value. I mean,
why are you such a dick about
her? She is so great. honest performance. You're going to love the episode.
It's like they hate the weird. It's a hate throne.
It's weird. I don't know. Kaylee Cuoco from the Big Bang Theory, she was second.
Not overrated.
She made $26 million.
Wow.
The Big Bang Theory. Yeah. Get yourself slogged through the stand-up, slogged through the crappy initial contracts, slogged through the pilot process. Get yourself that sitcom, and if the American people bite, you're going to be set for the rest of your days.
Young right. Sheldon that's now is taking off.
Oh, the kids
it's
love
pretty,
it.
Pretty amazing. If you want your kid to be a billionaire someday, this is pretty much a recurring theme when I read these stories, but I like to share them just the same. If you want them to be a billionaire, get them to start their own business, and they can increase their chances a lot if they go to college and study engineering.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get a child to force them to go into a particular field of study. If they have a natural aptitude in mathematics and science, perhaps they can do this. Researchers in England looked at the 100 richest people in the world and what they did when they were just starting out. The most common way they got to $1 billion was by working for a family business or inheriting one.
Okay.
That's obvious. So if you happen to already own a $1 billion company, keep doing what you're doing. For the rest of us, starting your own business might be the best way to get there, or try to get in on the ground floor when someone else starts a $1 billion company. It's what Oscar said when we hooked up.
Oh my God, it's PayPal and TMOS.
That's it.
You probably need some serious skills to do that, which is where engineering comes in. 75 of the world's 100 richest people have a college degree, and engineering is the most common major. I can't stress this enough. This is science, mathematics, mm-hmm. Technology. And the fact is that STEM is what we need to emphasize with kids, and no one wants to do it. The minions, because it's not easy and it's not soft.
Mike, a lot of engineering classes don't allow you to get the desks in a circle, and that's where we come from.
Well, it's absolute. Absolutely. I mean, it's just so easy to coast through college and have soft majors with soft brains. And, you know, these guys, by the way, that are the math wizards that are doing the engineering, the grunt work, the real diligent work that it takes to get a degree in engineering, that's where it is. The top five are engineering, business, finance, law, and computer science. A lot of stuff that requires a lot of time studying, and that you heard it here, so take it for what it's worth. A couple named Clayton and Brittany Cook got married in Ontario, Canada last Friday. After the ceremony, you don't need to boo Canada every single time. After the ceremony, they went to a park to take some wedding photos next to a river. And when they were there, Clayton saw a little kid fall in the water and go under. Brittany was doing some solo shots with the wedding photographer, and by the time she looked over, Clayton had already jumped in his wedding suit into the river to save the kid. He pulled him out of the river, and one of the shots that their photographer took is blowing up on Facebook. The kid looks about 4 or 5. He really does. Looks like a Michael's size.
Wow.
And apparently his friends pushed him in. Now, that's great. Brittany says...
Canadians, Mike.
She was confused. There you go. Make it about Canada. Hey, the guy that saved the kid was a Canadian.
Well, okay, needle in a haystack. He's a good guy.
Brittany says she was confused at first and didn't know why Clayton would have jumped in the water in his suit, but he's a great guy, so when she found out why he did it, she sounds nice, doesn't she? Da, 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 da.
But we're taking pictures, you know, and I don't know... why he went in the water.
When she found out why he did it, she wasn't surprised. So
that's cool.
That isn't good for her. I don't know why it happens to be about her, but and now we go from a wonderful gesture by a brave individual to something like this.
All right.
From my adopted state. There's a 58-year-old woman in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, named Kathleen Davis. And she recently had an affair with a 33-year-old guy who just happened to be her daughter's husband. Kathleen got very upset last week when he confessed about the affair, and it destroyed Kathleen's relationship with her daughter. You think?
Yeah, it would put stress on it.
It also destroyed the marriage, and they're getting divorced, so this blew up their world. But Kathleen was more focused. This is the older lady that had the affair. She was more focused on herself, obviously. So last week, she egged the guy's house and his car. And then she did what all good 58-year-olds having an affair with their 33-year-old daughter's husband. She tried to run him over with her Mercedes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When the cops got there, they found Kathleen driving in circles around the lawn trying to run down the guy. Yes. She sounds wonderful. She was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and of course, I have to have a Florida slogan of the day when we get a story like this. And here goes, our Florida slogan of the day.
Brand new one.
Florida, all the hurricanes in the world can't blow the stupid out of our state. There we are. Very good, ladies and gentlemen.
Must have been a big lawn.
Yeah, probably a big red Mercedes, big lawn, 58-year-old, 33-year-old. Yeah.
Honey, I'm going to go out and run the car in circles. I'll be in a little bit.
And, you know, for the people that post those pictures, please send them to me. I'd love to see them. I'd like to see what she looked like and he looked like, just out of curiosity. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
I love that. It's our wonderful intern, Maddie, that did that. That's fantastic.
Ashley.
Oh, that's an Ashley
from the
promo.
Grave.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Ashley is no longer with us. Is Maddie still with us?
Maddie's
right here.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi, how are you?
Maddie, do a promo for us.
Okay. Thank you. I'm right on it.
There you go.
That's the way she works.
She's smart. She's very, very smart. Welcome
Diego
back to the Mike
O'Mara
Show. Diego Strong, Maddie Smart. Welcome back to our show. We're proud to announce Mike O'VO. You want a commercial? I can do one for you. A cinch to make any voiceover sound the best it can be. Whether you need a classic announcer, a character voice, or a puppet, we can do it for you at MikeOVO.com. We can make it happen. Commercials, radio promos, imaging. If you can write it, I can do it. Bring it to life. Go to MikeOVO.com. It's a side business that I have. And contact me today, MikeOVO.com. Let me do the talking, and you'd be surprised just how wonderful everything will turn out. You're going to love it. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, September 27th, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
Big Velcro news. Huge.
Ooh, really?
Now, what do you call those things that you pull out of a box, you blow your nose
in? Kleenex.
Right, but they're really called facial tissue, but Kleenex is the brand name.
Yes.
Right? What do you call the thing that makes photocopies in the office?
Xerox.
But that's a brand name, not the thing.
Yes.
So I get it.
Velcro is having trouble. Velcro, everyone calls it Velcro when it's really called hook and loop. That's the generic name. So
where's the fun in that, for Christ's sake?
Velcro is nervous if this continues, they're going to lose their copyright on the name Velcro, because it's becoming part of the, you know, the vernacular.
Oh, because you get a certain level of, not fame, but
common use.
So Velcro will be able to be sold by everybody and they can call it Velcro.
If it gets to that point. So Velcro has released a
song.
How do
they know what point that is?
I think it will actually be a matter of the courts to decide.
Yes.
But they're getting near to it, and Velcro released a song to say, please, call it hook and loop.
We're a company that's so successful. Everywhere you go, you see the scratchy, hairy fastener, and you say,
hey, that's Velcro.
But even though we invented this stuff, our patent lapsed 40 years ago. Now no matter who else makes it, you still want to call it Velcro. You think it's awesome for us, we're famous, but we're lawyers and it's causing us grief. Because there are trademark laws being broken.
All right, I get it. Enough. Okay.
So call it hook and loop.
It's not going to work, by the way, what they want to do with their
song. Too late.
It is too late.
You made your millions. Move on.
Yeah, well, they let their patent lapse. They shouldn't have done that.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Well, I don't know if they let it lapse. If they really, this happens to any big brand. Like, you have to have the foresight to say, how do we get around this? Not when it's about to expire.
I just hope it doesn't change the way I put on my shoes.
Do they still sell Velcro shoes?
I order them through Amazon. Trailer dropped yesterday. Mike, you're gonna love this. This man just keeps getting lucky. John Travolta, have you seen the trailer for Gotti?
No.
Where John Travolta plays Gotti?
No.
And it looks great. Actually, Mrs. Gotti is played by Mrs. Travolta, Kelly Preston. Look for this trailer when we get off
I
the air today.
No, though. I don't put him as John Gotti.
Listen to the trailer. I think you might enjoy it.
Let me tell you something. New York is the greatest city in the world. My city. I was a kid in these streets, and I made it to the top. I made my bones doing a piece of work for Don Carlo Gambino. Like that, I became a made man. Let everybody know. Now everybody comes to me.
I'm so proud of you.
You should be running your own crew now.
Mr. Gotti, are you the head of the Gambino crime family?
I'm the head of my family.
So he's actually...
Dude, so it looks good to you?
It looks good to me, and the violence is dead on in the
trailer.
It's just
really, really weird just putting Travolta in that role.
You're going to have to suspend your disbelief and not think of Vinnie Barbarino. But
he was good in the People vs. O.J. Simpson. Like, he really
yeah,
looked...
Yeah, I mean, John Travolta could be a good heavy. It'll, he's certainly got the chops. We'll see what happens.
So I think that it's a Christmas release, but you should look at the trailer. I want your thoughts on it, because I thought it looked pretty good.
I'd like to.
Now, in movies, whenever they show a psychopath, they're listening to classical music, right? That seems to be a trait that they have.
The lamb stopped crying,
exactly.
Clarice.
Well, they did a study, and it turns out that psychopaths love rap music, not classical music.
Yep.
And the two...
Hi, Zoo.
Hey, Mike.
Eric Zoolander is with us today.
And the two...
And former intern who's done very well for himself.
He'll tell you. Just ask him.
Absolutely. Are you still successful, Zoo?
No.
What?
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, no. Nothing happened. Okay. It was a joke. Okay. Yeah, of course.
He wanted to clarify it was a joke. He's still successful.
Yes. No, I'm not. Come on.
That's awesome.
The two songs that tested highest among psychopaths for what they like, they actually made them listen to music. The genre was rap. They love the Blackstreet song, No Diggity.
Baby, you're a perfect 10. I want to get in. Can I get down?
Hello, Clarice.
You don't see Dr. Lecter listening to this?
Dr. Lecter, rap music, Dr. Lecter. Okay, what's the next one?
The number one psychopath
song
is...
He said, attempting to make sure that this part of the show went by as quickly as possible.
But what I found interesting is the song that psychopath...
Was that Eminem you were playing?
That song works.
Yeah, that works for a psychopath, you think?
Yeah. It's a motivator.
Okay, what does it say about me? This is a rap song I truly love.
Well, I think... Just dots a few I's, crosses a few T's on opinions we've already had.
Thank you very much.
Smash.
But the song that psychopaths hate the most is My Sharona. So if you like the song My Sharona, you might be mentally balanced.
Ooh.
So there you go.
Happier song.
A little look inside yourself. Now, with all the kneeling and all the unrest in the NFL, I want you to know that ESPN's Lou Holtz does not understand it. He said this yesterday. But Lou Holtz also said... Understand, I have been a victim of oppression.
I've been unfairly ticketed. I was given a ticket when I didn't exceed the speed limit because I was coaching at one school and the patrol officer graduated from the other and he let me know he was bitter about the same. That happens in life.
You got it all figured out, Lou. You got it all figured out. I've watched your speeches, Lou. Glad you motivate people. I'm really thrilled. Lou,
I can't believe they still put him out there for that.
Yeah, he motivated me to go to the dentist.
Lou Holtz.
That was his motivation speech.
I do get tired of Lou. There's too much Lou Holtz on social media.
I agree. All right. Now, Dancing with the Stars. Oh, Mike, I know you had to have been watching.
Riveted.
Yes, because Debbie Gibson was eliminated last night.
Stars.
You get to hear him.
This show in this short amount of time, and this guy right here, I feel like I got my life back. So I am so thrilled. I am so thrilled, and we're going to keep dancing. How about that?
Two things. I'm so glad Debbie Gibson got her life back.
How's she look?
Like an older Debbie Gibson. Not great, but fine. Okay. Fine.
Yeah, I always thought Debbie Gibson was a handsome one.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing is that, how sad is it? This is her show. They paid her to be there, and they play her off like it's an Academy Awards speech.
I know. It is. That's good for her, Debbie Gibson. Yeah. So who's going to win? The ventriloquist?
The ventriloquist will win. That's right. And then Bo Bice will win.
And, right. And which one's going to be pregnant?
They're all pregnant.
It's the 20. I think it might be the 25th season or 30th season of Dan. I can't believe that show's still on. It's like, crazy.
They're all made pregnant by Tom Bergeron.
Kardashian morality. Bang anyone you want. Get pregnant. Doesn't matter. Don't get yelled at.
Tom Bergeron says it's time to make love.
Right. Exactly. You're pregnant and you're 20. Congratulations. Here's a ventriloquist dummy. In 2017, America. That's right. Black people hate white people. White people hate black women. But the Kardashians get away with everything. You're pregnant and not married? Congratulations. Here's $52 million. This is a weird country right now.
It is.
I'm starting to have difficulty understanding.
It's not getting any better, Mike.
No, it doesn't seem to be.
Maybe you should go to Sri Lanka. Let's close with this.
Ooh.
Sri Lanka.
Oh, okay.
Here's
all
some
right.
key Sri Lankan rectum news.
A Sri Lankan man has been arrested for trying to smuggle $29,000 worth of gold and jewelry inside his rectum. His lawyer says he'll walk, but his doctor is not so sure.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Wow. That is awesome. All right, that's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget the update. It's our brand new app, and we're trying to improve it. Mm. Are we going to be improving it? Yes, we are.
Yes.
I think we are. Every day. You can unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream, and we're trying to make it better. And thanks for the feedback on Wide Open Wednesday. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 2-0-0-7. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day. Zoolander, thank you for dropping by. Yay. We appreciate
you,
it. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.